And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the WFGR 98.7 studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Really appreciate you guys all tuning in and reconnecting with us. This is like our third week back on the air, and we're getting our groove going again, aren't we, Bob?
It's so fitting that we're here because Scott Winters is at this station, and I listen to him. Well, I listen to this station a lot because it's 80s, 90s, and now rock, and I love that. It's like our 98.5 up north, UPS. It's my music. It's right what we grew up with. It's a cool fit for us. I think a lot of people listen to that. I mean, my kids listen to that station.
Sure. So, it's great music. Great era.
But I met Scott Winters at the U. And I did a beer festival, the first winter beer fest they had for the Brewers Guild. And one of my favorite pictures, I'm standing with him and Michelle McCormick and somebody else. I don't know what, but we're all in heavy coats. It's cold as heck. And we each have a beer. And it was just such a fun night. It's on our website. It's one of those rotating shots. But anyway, I'm down a bunny trail. But I do want to encourage anybody to go to our website. It's called thegrillinguys.com. And you can find tons and tons of recipes. I was delving in there just a few nights ago, and I got lost. There's so many, I've forgotten how many we've done. And then, of course, you can hit us on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. And if you're on our website, you can see in the top right corner, there's a headset. You click on that, and you can sign up for the podcast, and we'll send the show right to your phone or your iPad or whatever you like.
Free of charge.
Yeah. They're all free now.
Right. Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. But we do like to promote those things. We also like to promote all the stations that carry this and, of course, support their sponsors. Some of our local sponsors, of course, Old World Olive Company. I just spoke with them yesterday, and their Monroe Center stores almost open. So they're redoing their whole store because it was looted. And we also have, of course, Sobey Meats, which we talk about. Allen Bob's coming back as a sponsor. And Schmoe's Brewing, and Chase Creek Smokehouse up in Chase, Michigan, our newest sponsor. So we have some other ones I'm sure I forgot there.
Well, you know what? It's just top of mind because we drank some really good wine from Fen Valley over the weekend at the wedding. So we did that. We made some sangria with his rosé, and it was really, really good. But, yeah, we're blessed to have a great group of supporters, and we just want to continue to have you consider doing business with those people because they're great local businesses.
And more wedding talk. I went to my buddy's wedding last summer, and the chef he brought in did some stuffed mushrooms. This is up in White Lake at a marina. And the mushrooms were the best thing this guy made. He took big white mushrooms and pulled the stem out of them, threw them in a food processor, and then he added
the stems he put in the food processor?
Yep.
Okay. Kept the cap separate.
Kept the caps.
Okay.
Then he added some onion with that and browned some sausage of some sort, like a pork sausage, and cooled it, drained it, and then mixed that with cream cheese, just like you would for a stuffed jalapeno, and then mixed in that mushroom puree or whatever you want to call it with the onion. Took that and set it on top of the mushroom caps, and I would put them in muffin tins and throw them in your smoker or throw them on your grill, oven, whatever you want to do, and then top each one with Progresso breadcrumbs and hit them with a little sea salt. And I'm telling you, I could not stop eating those things. Again, if you have a little rack that allows the heat to go through, a wire rack that'll hold that stuff, it's really, really nice because a muffin tin is going to block a lot of the savory flavor.
Right. Other ways that I've done with mushrooms is those portobello caps, the big ones. Well, you pop the stem off of those, flip them over, and I take some of the fins out, so that almost creates a little bowl. And our friends at Sobey Meats have a kind of a creamy crab dip that they have over there, and it's just an hors d'oeuvre, right? You buy it in a little one-pound container or whatever, and I've just taken that and put it in a mushroom cap. And the portobellos are a little thicker, and they're a little heartier. than that. So just put some of that. And it's a creamy cream cheese-based crab dip. And then I took shaved parm and put on there. And then put that on a pretty high heat because I want to cook the mushroom and melt the parm. Put it on pretty high heat with the cap down. Shut the lid only for like 2 minutes. And all it did was enough to heat the crab dip through and then melt that parm on top. Oh, man, are those good. Easy little appetizer, three-ingredient deal.
Yeah, and I used to not really like mushrooms a lot. But right. then I read about the male vitality of it.
Oh, is that what it was?
and I'm getting older.
New term so for stud said, muffin.
So
tin.
I started thinking, right. okay, I could use a little help. Let's try them. And I started eating them, and I found out I love them.
Right. Now you got that blood pressure issue. So you
not at all. Oh, my numbers are great on everything.
Except. So, you know, we haven't talked much about any meat yet. We talked a little brisket at the beginning, but you know, I'm seeing that now is the time for, I mean, this is quintessential summertime. We got another month and then we'll be in the fall and we won't be thinking about this. But, man, the burgers, the brats, the steaks. I've had some phenomenal steaks this summer from our friends at Sobeys. And it's just beef prices went through the roof for a while and they've kind of come back down a little bit
right.
once this COVID thing, the supply right. issue kind of has taken care of itself a little bit. But man, I love a steak on the grill. I just can't beat that.
Right, and can't beat your meat. So
I'm married now.
I get a quarter of a cow or half a cow when I get it, and I always end up with – I tell them to cube my round steak because we don't use it for much. And that's basically they run it through a tenderizer, cut it into thin strips. And so you end up with these little flat steaks. You can't grill them very long, but what I do is I slice them on a diagonal, put my blade to a 45, and I make slices like a fancy carrot cut. And I marinate them, and I'll use them for like I don't even have to marinate them. The other night I used them. I sautéed them quickly, and I threw in some Worcestershire and salsa, and that's a really nice little fajita
sure.
Marinade. And they worked out great, but you can't cook them very long.
Right.
So I threw in my onion and my celery first. I put the steak in at the last minute, little salsa and Worcestershire, and basically kind of simmered them for about a minute, flipped them, simmered it, shut it off. And they were gorgeous. And it's just round steak.
Right.
And it's cheap. I mean, you know, when you buy a half a cow, it's $3 a pound.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, and the thing is it comes with the cow, so you got to find something to do with it. Right. Huh, but I'm just, you know, I've just really have been enjoying this summer with the beef on the grill, man.
Your co-vacation.
Right, yeah, right. I did have one of those for about 90 days. I wouldn't recommend it if you can avoid it because you get a honey-do list. It's crazy big. But I went the other way. I was able to kind of focus on my diet, eat a lot of vegetables, and cut the carbs back. I didn't get the COVID-20 that other people have talked about.
No.
And I'm happy about it.
I actually lost 20, and then I gained 9 back when Emily lived with us for a month because she's such a great chef.
Right, yeah, exactly. But anyway, so the other things that I've been doing on the grill is a little bit of seafood. We had some shrimp at the wedding party. And I'm going to talk in the next segment a little bit about what I did with some of the leftover shrimp. We bought like 5 pounds. He bought like 5 pounds of the cocktail shrimp, and we cooked those all up, and then you have to do something with them when you got them left over, right?
Right?
And I know that I left some at your place,
yep.
and I took some of them home as well, and I made a pretty cool little dinner last night with them. Or earlier this week, rather, and I want to talk a little bit about that because it was super healthy, and you guys are going to like this one. So it's all about the shrimp. Nick, stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. you know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.